good afternoon, and welcome to KHSU.
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, Miss Sister Soul, who's been doing music, public affairs. We were trying to figure out for how long. It's been over 36 years.
It depends on how you count it. I got a little reverb going on here.
Of course you do. How's that? Better?
Let's see. That's much better.
Okay.
Now I just can't hear me, but that's all right. Hang on. There you go. Thank you so much. 36 years. I started as a student in 1980 at Humboldt, and then it was about 1981 as a work-study student. I was on the air and selling underwriting and just doing a million different things if you specifically want to know. But then I took a little time off 1 year. I was dealing with clinical depression in the 90s, early 90s, and then a semester I took off, you know, stuff like that. But all told, we could say 35, 36 years.
So some of the things you've done, besides hosting the show, the Sister Soul show, you've also done a World Beat show. I think you did you do some jazz as well?
I did a jazz show. I called myself Jazz Bell Fennell, because that's my last name.
Yeah.
I did a World Beat show where I infused a lot of Latin music that I grew up with in the South Bronx. I had my first show was on Friday afternoons, way before All Things Considered and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm. You did it when we were on the quarter system here at HSU.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done a few things. I also produced, which I'm so proud of, with Tom Cairns, who, by the way, is our longest serving volunteer. I think he's up to 45 years. Do you know, Katie?
I don't know the exact date, but it is
way
over 40.
Way up there, yeah. And he and the late Roy Giampaoli brought me in to their production of Alternative Review. Some of you out there listening, longtime listeners, might remember that show. And we were kind of like, we preceded Democracy Now.
Yep.
Because we were talking to we talked to Noam Chomsky before Noam Chomsky was a household name. And people like that. And so Tom Cairns wrote me in through the back door to be on that show because they wanted a woman's voice. And once I did that, I realized, oh my goodness, I would love to play music on this station. And all of that happened. And then it just kept happening and kept happening and kept happening until all this time has passed so quickly.
And, you know, I was looking through some of the words written about you. I like this, strong-willed.
Who said that?
Oh, yeah. And dynamic, of course.
I like dynamic. Strong world. You know what? I think I'm tenacious.
Uh-huh.
That's a better way of putting it. And people who know me know. If I care about something or someone, I'm going for it until it's right. So, yeah, I'll take that.
What made you decide to do radio?
No one said beautiful.
Beautiful, of course. So tell the listeners what got you into radio. Was it Tom Cairns or why did you do it?
You know what? That was the universe operating when Tom asked me at I had a house meeting. It was a political meeting doing Central America work in around 1981. But really, truly, this started in my childhood. I'm one of those kids that used to sleep with a little transistor radio under my pillow. I often wondered how a person got to be on the radio as a kid. I fell in love with Allison Steele, who used to, rest her soul, be a DJ on WNEW in New York City. And she taught me because I once contacted her about a poem she had read on air. And I wanted a copy of the poem, and I contacted her, and she sent me the poem. And then it came Christmas time. She sent me a Christmas greeting card. And that, unknownst to me, planted the seeds that someday I would be on a radio station and have people who would write to me, and I would write them back. And she set that in my brain. I don't know how else to explain it. I would just say that this was in my blood and meant to be, but I didn't know that it would be, but it happened.
Mm-hmm. And now let's talk also about to the prisoners up in Pelican Bay. How did that start for you?
So that's another thing that mm-hmm. happened. Most people should know that the mission of this public radio station and many other community radio stations is to serve the underserved and underserved voices. And I started getting communications from men in Pelican Bay right after it opened. And much more would come when we boosted our signal up into Crescent City. So, but early on, I heard from this young man named Troy Williams, and he sent me a little letter, and I loved the letter. And Geraldine Goldberg, who was at the time in charge of our, it's now online, Confluence, but we used to have an actual paper magazine. I asked her if she, if we could feature this little letter that I had just gotten from a guy up in Pelican Bay State Prison that was so beautiful. And she agreed. And so that was the next to the last issue, and she published it. And Troy Williams and I and Mike DeBronx would continue a friendship with this, at the time, young man. And he spent a long, long time in prison, and we spent a long, long time with him and growing with him and loving him. And now he's here, and he's been on the airwaves many times over the years since he's been free, which will be 4 years in May. So I realized that I had a responsibility to serve the people up in Pelican Bay, the men who were being underserved, who craved music from where they come from, and also information. And the community deserved that information so we could find out what this Supermax prison was doing in our backyard and how they were confining human beings in the concrete tombs. And that became my passion for all these years. It remains so.
So now you're going to be leaving this. You're going to be the voice. You're the voice for Pelican Bay. You're the voice for other prisoners and prisons across the country. How does this make you feel to be leaving all of this? Do you feel like you're leaving it all, or are you going to keep getting those letters? Because I know you have a P.O. box.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. What I'm leaving is a two-hour music show that I've done for a really, really long time, and I'm leaving it in such good hands if it all works out, because I know there's a process here to apply for shows. But my hope is that El Boogie continues with the show. I don't know that she's going to do what I've done, and that's up to her. And I don't know that you'll never hear my voice again on these airwaves. I just need a little time to figure it out. Like I said to you earlier, I want to dry out a little bit and then figure out what's next and how to make that happen. You know, there's so much right now due to this election results that we're going to have to be on top of. And sometimes I go, oh, man, I guess I gave up the mic at the wrong time. But no, because there's so many ways for all of us to get involved and be active. And I just want to say to anybody that's listening, particularly young ones, we have a lot of work to do, and we don't want to lose ground. So the struggle's never over. And as I suppose as long as I have a voice or a hand to write with, I'm going to continue to do that and maintain my relationships with a core group of men that used to be in Pelican Bay, got out of Pelican Bay. They're still in other prisons, but they're not in solitary anymore. And I have a cadre of these men that have stayed writing to me for all these years. And now I have men writing from across the country, because I put a little article in the SF Bayview newspaper, and I didn't realize that they distribute in prisons throughout the country. And I provided my P.O. box, and so now I'm getting mail from just everywhere. And it's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of nasty prisons out there, and the way people are being treated is really draconian. Mm-hmm. So I hope it doesn't get worse under the Law and Order president, because that's just wrong.
Now, you also correspond with the family members of the prisoners as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorites is Dolores Canales. She's been on the show many times. She'll be on the final show on December 18th. She herself was imprisoned. Her son remains in prison, but out of solitary. So many amazing things have happened as a result of my fortunateness to be able to connect with the men in the prison, and then all the activists out here that have risen over the last several years to make the change.
Mm-hmm. So we only have like a minute or so left. What do you want to say to people?
Come to my party.
That's good.
Come to my party on December 18th. I guess it's from 5 to 7. I won't be there at 5 because I'm going to still be here on the air. David, hint, hint. But I'll be there. and Goddess Willing, and just come up for hugs and kisses and love, because you know this to me, and Katie, you are so much a part of this. Oh, I gotta say this quickly. I love you so much. You are so hardworking and so sincere, and part of what I'm going to miss is just being around people like you and this amazing staff that we have now that
Thank
works
you.
Here.
Thank yep. you so much.
So come to the party, and the show, the last show will be December 18th from 2 to 5, because Katie has graciously given me an extra hour.
Of course. And people can also call in, right, if they you can't come to the party and you want to say...
We're going to see if that works out, but you can also call the listener comment line, 826-6089. Add a 707 if you're out of the area. And you could leave a comment and make it nice, because if it's nasty, they're not going to put it on. I guarantee you. No. And keep it short. Do you know how long they have?
Short is good.
Short is good.
Yeah.
Just say what you will. And I just want to have a really, really good time. I just do.
I know.
It's been a gift to my whole life and my husband's life.
I know.
And Troy.
Hopefully you will come back and reincarnate after you take a breather and come back and do some other stuff.
Maybe so. And mm-hmm. El Boogie has given me an open-ended invitation to come sit in with her and, you know, do some things. So I'm not done. I'm just done from what I've been doing for so long.
Right. This is the soul show.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, okay, we've got one song here.
It's a good message to leave with. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you, Sister Soul, so much for working for so long for us.
And keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't.